You're going to want to grab a flashlight because this episode starts out dark. See, marketers tend to market themselves pretty well. So somebody like me can pull out a crappy mic and talk really pretty, and it sounds like I have it all figured out, but I don't, right? Because marketing in the real world is messy and it's harsh. But before I continue to complain about truly titanic problems, my name is Eitan Buckman, and you are getting a dose of reality on Marketers in Capes, the podcast that packs rapid insights from marketing heroes with really, really bad jokes from me. But this episode is so good, you might want to send me flowers, maybe some petunias. And it's not because of me, it's because of my guest.
I'm Udi Lettergore. I'm the VP Marketing at Gong. I am a five-time VP Marketing. Before that, I was a product manager. And in between my last two VP Marketing gigs, I did consulting for Israeli startups on how to shift and transform their marketing organizations.
If you don't know Gong, try turning on your router, because they are everywhere, especially on LinkedIn. And they have some incredible sales SaaS technology, but where they truly shine, at least from a marketing perspective, is the educational content that would make the Wolf of Wall Street feel like a sheep. Remember I said this episode starts out dark? Here's why.
I think the one truth that hasn't changed about people and how we do marketing is the deep realization that nobody cares. I mean, nobody cares about your company. Nobody cares about your product. Don't assume that anything you build will be consumed or read or used or bought simply because it's there. You have to constantly create value.
And we'll get to the content and value side soon, I promise. But first, I got to talking about the funnel. And even though I could edit this out, I'm not going to because it's important. Right? Like an idiot, I asked Udi what tools they use to automate their funnel, and he put me in my place.
I never know what to say to people who ask me, tell me which tools you're using for chat or for marketing automation, as if it matters. None of them are going to fix your funnel problems if you don't think about them from the business problem perspective. Here's an example. We have a very sophisticated flow with automation of about four tools that we stuck together to optimize our inbound flow. Now, why is that important? Because we're getting about 1,000 demo requests a month on our website, and our inbound SDR team was crashing, and we needed to optimize that so that we could get some of the best leads to schedule their own demos and solve other people's problems in other ways and only get the ones that we had no other choice to the SDR team.
And that's true, and I needed to hear that, right? Those Allbirds are not going to make you trendy. That Everlane shirt won't make people like you, sorry. And if you're not closing deals, fancy marketing tools won't solve your business problems. You got to solve those first.
But if you have like four inbound demo requests, don't waste your time on tools and processes and automation and code writing to optimize your inbound flow. That's what I mean by solve the real problem that you're having, okay? So if you have a problem of understanding who your target buyers are, figure out your target account market and start some outbound operations. Don't worry about your inbound. That will come later.
I can't emphasize how important those target buyers are, right? But it's not easy. That's why Steve Blank's idea around pivoting always starts with pivoting to new markets, not pivoting by changing a product. The target audience is everything, and that's clear from how Gong does outbound.
For outbound, I think the stages are simply one, define your target audience, which is not as easy as it might sound if you haven't done this before, and two, reach out and get them. Our outbound technique here at Gong has been defining a rather narrow sweet spot that we think we can successfully turn into raving fans. We don't want to just get customers, but we want to be true to our number one operating principle of creating raving fans.
And this is where content comes in. Yes, content on outbound. Listen up.
So we created a pretty small target account market list. We divided it among the outbound SDRs. They get air support from marketing, which creates thousands of marketing engagement points every month by getting our target audience to consume the content that we create, willingly, of course. And then the SDR team is alerted when those content consumptions take place so they can reach out and have a warm conversation rather than a cold conversation.
There's something about getting the perfect information in front of the perfect audience. It's the ultimate content market fit. And this is something that Udi also keeps alive at trade shows. He literally wrote the book on how to nail a trade show, and it crushes it on Amazon. You could find it right now at bit.ly/showsecrets or in the show notes. But how do you get the right information out at a show? The first thing is get up there and talk.
We focus heavily on speaking opportunities at conferences as a way of getting our unfair share of attention. I think speaking opportunities where we can get 200 people sitting for 45 minutes hearing about our content, and it's never a sales pitch, it's always valuable content, is way more impactful than talking to 300 random people at our booth that just drop by for some swag.
And even when you're not talking, either stick out or stay out. The first way to stick out is with your booth, and this is right out of Seth Godin's Purple Cow.
The booth needs to look different. If you're at an IT show and everyone's booth is blue and gray and boring, yours should be the bright pink, purple, and orange booth. That is the only way to stand out. Always use just a single strong image. Never try and fit into their 20 quotes from your customers or 15 bullet points of your features. This is your booth. This is not a data sheet. It's not a one-pager. It's not a case study. No one is going to stand there and read everything you've written on the booth. There should be a maximum of one sentence, no more than 5 words. Try to keep it down to 3 if you can, at the very top of your booth so people can read it above people's heads who are standing in your booth.
And a word on that stupid USB stick you're planning on giving out?
If everyone's giving away water bottles and mints, don't be that guy. Your swag should be cool, it should be useful, ideally it should be both. It should never be boring. If you don't have a cool idea, don't give out swag at that show, that's fine. I remember at a trade show we did here where we're selling software to help salespeople improve their pitching and how they're talking. We created customized M&Ms with all sorts of sales cliches like, great question, and I'm glad you asked, printed on the M&Ms. And we labeled the box pitching pills, and we had people chew on those for their next sales conversations.
But let's talk about the bread and butter, the inbound. Remember how we started about a dark world with no one caring? The best and possibly only cure for marketing in an attention-starved world is providing copious, overflowing, and extensive amounts of value.
The one marketing strategy I'm most proud of here at Gong and before that at Panaya is creating content marketing that is so good that people actually offer to pay money in order to consume it. In the last week alone here at Gong, we've received several emails from assistant professors at universities and colleges running sales courses and asking what it would cost them to include the Gong materials, the Gong marketing materials, in their official curriculum. We smile. We always tell them they can use it for absolutely free. All that we ask is that they attribute and link back to gong.io so that people who are interested can come consume more of that on our blog.
So there's your benchmark right over there. Would somebody whip out their wallet to get to your blog post? Would they hand over $2.50 for your LinkedIn video? Or would they at least trade that half-eaten hot dog for your crappy tweet?
So in B2B content, I'm always thinking about what value we can provide, what content we could create that is so good that people would be willing to pay money for it. Try and be different rather than trying to be a little bit better or even a lot better than the best in your industry. It's so much easier to think of something that no one has done before and just do that.
Aw, see? Things got a little brighter. So that one video post that drives value, ideally combined with a personalized M&M, makes the world a better place. I highly recommend following Udi on LinkedIn. I promise you, you'll learn something. My name is Eitan Buckman. You've just slogged through another seat-gripping episode of Marketers in Capes. And before you go think about that next piece of content to blow your audience's mind and have them reaching for their wallet, I think I'm ready for you to send me those flowers now.